fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the very first day of February, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, no apologies whatsoever. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us to lead us in the pledge. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Dr. Myers, and good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy, as always. Any updates on your ongoing project in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, we had 2 interesting incidents to share with you real briefly, if you don't mind. We had a manhunt take place last Thursday over here in my neighborhood, and the guy had been taking some shots at some of my fellow deputies. So he ended up fleeing into the woods, and we finally got him tracked down and over in our regional jail by just before noon. And then later on, here again in my neighborhood, another incident occurred with a woman. I went berserk. And the reason I'm sharing that with you, John, is because of the thing they had in common other than living here in my neighborhood was they both had gotten not only the clot shot, but several boosters. And whether that caused them to go totally off line or not, I can't 100% say, but I have a feeling that it did contribute to their demeanor. And I was wondering if anybody else had heard such same reaction to things going on in their precincts or their areas of the country.
Well, I have dinner with my sheriff once a month and a prosecuting attorney and a former prosecutor. They've been reporting for more than a year increased violence, increased violent resistance to arrest that these men with their 20-plus year careers have never seen before. We've also had reports, of course, of changes in behavior, changes in personality, a lot. Not necessarily changes to become violent, but that's one end of the spectrum. Right. That certainly could be a possibility. Well, we'll throw that out there and see if we get other reports of people that otherwise were not violent previously becoming violent after getting the COVID clot shot and boosters. We need to, sure. And you touched on something important here, Deputy. You know, look at what's the same and what's different. You know, were these men or this man or this woman, were they violent people before the clot shot? That would be an important thing to find out.
Well, I do know, I don't know about the gentleman, but the lady, I do know she doesn't have a past that we know of as of right now, but that right, could change right. Once she gets before the judge. Anyway, another direction that you talk about so much is they're having problems like Chevron. We have Chevron refinery, we have a Shell refinery down here on the coast, and my brother retired from Chevron several years ago, and two of the other bailiffs that work with me, they're retired from Chevron, and they've been offering them bonuses to go back, John, because they cannot find qualified people that have not received the shot to fill positions at the refinery. So that's the other side of the spectrum you've talked about, where things that are broken can't get fixed because the things that you need to fix them are also broken.
That's right. That's right. That's the issue with EMP. And of course, these oil refineries are highly complex places with just loaded with computers top to bottom. And they need highly trained, highly skilled technicians to do maintenance, repair, and operation. Well, that's a good update also, yes. Deputy. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. I'd like to echo y'all's show yesterday with Leon and everyone about, I think we're running out of time for people to get prepared. So it ain't like you haven't been warning people, but I think it doesn't hurt to reiterate the fact that it is getting down to the, I believe, something happening almost. I feel like it's going to happen anytime. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way or not, but I just feel like it's imminent, if you know what I mean. I can't put a date or a time on it, but I sure feel it.
Well, I've told people, and I wrote this in my book, to trust your instinct. You feel the hair raise up on the back of your neck when you walk into a room full of people. Trust that and act on it.
Sure.
Okay.
Deputy, before you close,
go ahead.
Chance. Yeah, it would be, I think, interesting. I don't know if you have the capability to do this, but it would be very interesting to track criminal behavior, aggressive criminal behavior, over a period of time since the clot shot and the boosters across the country. Because I'm seeing, and I'm sure other people are too, in the local paper, a lot more crimes compared to the past in small-town America, as well as the big cities.
Well, I'll talk to our CRD division. That's our criminal investigation division, for folks that's not familiar with our acronyms. I'll talk to them, see if they can put together something for me.
Well, it would help them too, because knowing those statistics may help them, help the training of the deputies, help their awareness. So it could be some benefit for the entire department.
Sure. Anyway, y'all take care as always, and God bless you, and appreciate all you do. And, of course, as always, kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. All right, we have patient waiting in Greenville, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We also have waiting Dr. Phil Myers, D.C., who previously, before he moved to Georgia, was my personal physician. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. I typed in the message, prepper tip of the day, preparing for power outages. We're experiencing a power outage here in Robertson County, Texas, as well as many other regions across Texas. And so, folks, John, I'll let you take that. But these are things you should prepare for in advance. Agreed?
Right. Absolutely. Well, my prepper tip today is to inspect your emergency shelter, whatever that is. It may be a corner of your basement. It may be a proprietary structure. But inspect your shelter and make sure it's exactly the way it should be. And good morning, Dr. Myers.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I like your prepper tip. One is none, two is one. I like that one that we use to keep things in our house and prepared for things that we need.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite prepper tips.
All right. Well, we have an hour here, gentlemen, to talk about the events today, to talk about freeze-dried food, to talk about health matters. And let's look at some headlines here. This may help us get started. Something, and this is health-related, Doctor. Tucker Carlson last night went public with a segment. He does these, they're mostly fairly short segments. A commercial airline pilot, I believe his last name was Snow, if I recall correctly, who had a heart attack, was in ICU 6 minutes after landing an aluminum tube with 200 people behind him. And what Tucker Carlson was inquiring about, and what is left to be unanswered, is why nobody in any capacity from the Federal Aviation Administration, including those responsible for the health and well-being of the pilots, have been in contact with Captain Snow. I would think that would be rather significant, Doctor, don't you?
So they didn't get to, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the article. So they didn't get in contact with him at all?
No, no contact. This has been months ago when this incident happened. Now, of course, Captain Snow was fully vaccinated. He wanted to keep his job, maintain his career, retire as a millionaire, which pretty much commercial pilots, unless they get carried away in Las Vegas, do retire as millionaires. And, of course, he's left wondering what's going on. And then Tucker went on to, I don't know if we talked about this previously, Doctor, but to talk about how the FAA changed
the EKG.
EKG protocols. I went into that a bit.
Well, that's what I was going to get at. Like, besides not getting into too much conspiracy about why people aren't talking to who, what the EKG readings are all about is, is the health of your heart. If your heart is damaged or has inflammation in it or has previously had a heart attack or any type of condition that makes the heart weaker, you're going to have EKG readings that show that. You're going to have the time between the blips on your EKG, the high spikes and the low drops, you're going to have a wider time between those two, and those are going to say, oh, wow, this person has had issues with their heart. There's definitely some inflammatory markers higher in the heart that are way overboard. And this person may or may not be suitable to flying because of the increase in heart stress due to the G-forces and the up and downs of plane travel. So the fact that they raise that interval tells me that they're in on it for whatever reasons that they're trying to hide it. That doesn't make any real sense to me, like why they put so much risk factors into the people on the plane, the pilots.
Well, I can tell you why, Doctor. I can answer your question. Best I can tell, about 20% of the commercial pilots would not be flying now if they had the same EKG requirements that they had before it was changed this past fall. And that would basically cause turmoil within the airline industry. That's why they did it.
Yeah, and they can't say, like, oh, it was the vaccine. So what caused it? They can't say, oh, it was the vaccination, because they're trying to hide that. That makes complete sense.
Well, this is just this is a stopgap measure, in my opinion. I'm going to ask for your professional medical opinion here, Doctor. I believe that this change in the protocols, the EKG, is just a stopgap measure to keep the planes flying. Because based on my limited knowledge, and I'm not a healthcare professional, I'm a homicide detective, but based on my limited knowledge, these heart-related issues will continue to become worse among the pilots to the point where they simply can't fly. It'll just be too dangerous. And this is a stopgap measure to keep the planes flying for in a normal fashion with normal scheduling maybe a year or two at the most. What do you think, Doctor?
I agree. Warren Buffett back in 2019, 2020, right before all of this started, Warren Buffett made it very public that he got out of investing in the airline systems because he knew that they were going to be declining. And this is a sign of that system trying to save itself. So, yeah, it's I don't like it. But yeah, you're right. Stopgap.
Right. It's stopgap, and it will not have a good ending. The critical part of flying, and I've got quite a few hours. I got about 20 hours of official training, piloting aircraft, and about another 25 or 30 unofficial. The most difficult thing about flying an aircraft, and the most dangerous thing, is landing the aircraft. The rest of it's pretty simple. And if the pilot, there's always a co-pilot, but if the pilot in command has a heart attack right at a critical point in the landing procedure and falls forward on these controls, this 220-pound man, the co-pilot may or may not be able to pull the 220-pound pilot off the controls and safely land the craft. That's a dangerous point, isn't it, Doctor?
Okay, my wife and I were talking about that the other day. It's like, well, doesn't the we were thinking about the landing part and the weight of the pilot on the controls. Because we were like, well, wouldn't the co-pilot be there? And so that makes a lot of sense of the time to recognize that the pilot just collapsed onto the steering column and then the co-pilot to get them off to recover the plane. It's a total time vector right there. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And especially if there's other conditions. If there's a heavy crosswind, you basically have to aim the airplane slightly sideways to compensate for the crosswind. And there's other things that could be a factor also. Altitude, the weight of the aircraft, how many passengers you got. All those things contribute to the complexity and the dangers of landing any aircraft, whether it's a Cessna or a 747. Anyway, Chance, you're patiently listening to Doctor and I talk here about these matters. Do you do any flying commercially yourself?
Well, so no, not me personally, but I was attached to a squadron in the Navy. And my immediate thought is, yes, we're talking about commercial aircraft now, but 90% of all aircraft in the sky have one pilot. There is no co-pilot. So think of Helos, think of Cessnas, think of Learjets. There's usually just one pilot. And you can just imagine as time moves forward, these planes and helicopters will just fall right out of the sky, right? The pilot has had a major heart attack or something clot related. You can just see these helicopters flying right into major cities and towns, and you know it would just be a disaster. It's very frightening.
Right. Well, there's another aspect of this is even fairly small aircraft, four-seater aircraft, can have an autopilot, and and I know guys who've done this, they'll set the autopilot for the destination and take a nap.
Right.
But if they have a heart attack, instead of taking a nap, that autopilot will keep the aircraft flying on that course until it runs out of fuel, and then it drops out of the sky. So, yes, there's lots of dangers here, and, of course, we have the flight surgeon, Lieutenant Colonel, who has basically give sworn testimony before Congress and a sworn affidavit submitted to Congress as a person, as a witness, saying that all pilots who received a COVID clot shot should be taking off flight status, whether private, civilian, or commercial. That's her professional opinion as a medical doctor and flight surgeon. Personally, I'm not going to fly commercial again myself unless there's a family crisis or emergency that I have to get to my daughter's home really fast. I'll just fill up the town car with gasoline and drive. Thank you very much. Doctor, stand by, everybody. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the very first day of February. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of the food is organic, and there's a link right there at my website. And what's that coupon code to get a discount there?
Chance? Yes, sir. That coupon code is Liberty Man, all lowercase letters, no spaces. Liberty Man. And what that's going to do is give you a small discount, but as well guarantee free shipping in the lower 48 states. Hey, John, you know, I was just because I have a power outage right now, it brings a lot of thoughts to mind. Folks, one thing that, you know, we really should understand about preparing for a power outage like this is having the resources on hand to keep your family safe. Right. And John, you have been preaching and talking about this for years, but it starts with just the basic things, right? Having enough potable water, having enough food stored up, having an alternate way to heat that food, and possibly, you know, a generation source to temporarily generate power to operate very critical things in your household, right? So we're in the middle of winter, being able to operate a small heater for yourself and for your children and your pets, right? Super, super important. Having candles, John, I know that, you know, you were just talking about that. Having candles, batteries, flashlights, AM, FM radios, battery powered. These things are important, and we are in this season right now. You know, ice storms here in Texas and across the U.S. You have to be prepared for these things now. A little push for our company. Our food does not require refrigeration. It is freeze-dried, can be stored in your pantry for, I mean, got some of it up to 20 years, right? So having a long-term storable food for situations like this is absolutely priceless.
Absolutely. We also have with us Dr. Phil Myers. Doctor, what's your office telephone number and your website, please? Dr. Myers?
Telegram?
Oh. Say again, start over. You were cut off.
Oh, sorry. It's drphilmyers.com. You can also find that handle on Telegram and on Facebook and on Twitter. Phone number is 636-236-9848.
All right. Gentlemen, we got a call.
And Chance's food tastes really good, by the way. we've had some, and it tastes fantastic. So if anybody's like wondering, like, well, how does it taste? Very good.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
We have a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning, John and folks. There was an interesting statement that came out, and we wonder, you know, how many people are dying from the jabs. Rents said that a Rasmussen poll came out revealing or concluding that 73 million Americans, I believe, claim that they know someone who they believe died from the jab. Now, his initial conclusion was, therefore, that 60 million people in the U.S. have died from the jab. Now, what do you think, Dr. Phil Myers, or any of you three, about such a statement?
Well, okay.
Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
So what do we know that forget what mainstream media is talking about, forget what the WHO, forget what Fauci, they're all in on it. It's a matter of fact, and anybody that's not aware of that, I just shake my head, okay? So I'm just going to state that right in the beginning. So what do we know that's going on with these shots on people? Where you're seeing increase in cardiovascular inflammation or myocarditis. You're seeing the clotting factors coming from the embalming people and these fibrous clots that are in people. And on top of it, we know that it affects fertility. So the depopulation agenda aspect of it is definitely in full force. Now, whether you get a shortened of life because of a clotting factor that affects you, messes with a vital organ, creates a stroke or a heart attack, died suddenly, whether you eventually pass on mutated genetic codes for infertility to yourself for later pregnancies, miscarriages, or your next generation of children being completely infertile, and then other things like that. So it's just, getting bigger, it's getting more and more.
Hold on, Dave. We'll hold on, Dave. We'll continue this after the break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Exciting things going on with my website. My new webmaster is doing an excellent job making the updates there. And you need to check that out. We have now have archives posted at BitChute, Facebook, Brighteon. We may be dropping YouTube again. I just got censored for COVID disinformation, I found out a few minutes ago. they wouldn't post my show because of COVID disinformation. How about that? And, of course, the products you're used to seeing are there. If you have arthritis issues that are slowing you down, keeping you from doing the things you love to do, you really need to check out the Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. I do something healthcare professionals can't do, won't do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Check it out at my website, along with the mattress pads that go with it, at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, who I think is busy starting his generator right now, and Dr. Phil Myers, his office telephone number is, let's see, what is that office telephone number again, doctor?
636-236-9848.
And Dave from New York, you want to have a further comment or question, sir?
Yes, John. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Roger that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on mute, I think. The question, what do you think about someone saying that based on a Rasmussen poll of 73 million saying they believe they know someone who has died from the COVID shots, and conclude that therefore 60 million people died from the COVID shot?
Well, I'll take it first, Doctor, if you got any follow-up. I would not use that as a way to determine people dying. It's not, I wouldn't count on that or rely on that at all. Something that's easy to find from reputable sources is all-cause morbidity, which we know because the insurance people have pointed out to us, a 40% increase in all-cause morbidity beginning in July of 2021. Don't you think, Dave, that'd be a more accurate way just to find out? It wouldn't tell you what the cause of death, but it would tell you.
Well, John, that's exactly what I did. I did something exactly like that, of course. Yes.
Okay. And Doctor, got any follow-up? Let's see if Doctor has any follow-up.
Same thing that you just said, John. It's the numbers get skewed due to everything, but we know what's happening, and the increase in deaths by percentages they're not even statistically available. They weren't even statistically known. I mean, it was way outside statistics that we're going to have this much death, this much decrease in life, this much decrease in births over deaths over the last 3 years.
Let me ask you another question. Maybe this will be a little more clear. What if he said 330 million Americans died from the jab? What would you say?
Well, that's obviously fraudulent. You realize, on the face of it.
Well, 60 million immediately. Listen, 60 million divided by 330 million is 18%. That means 1 in 5.5 people died. Look around you. Did that happen? Maybe it happened in the states that got the bad batches, and it wiped out 90% of the population where the bad batches were. We didn't hear about it. Boy, they're really good at hiding this. No, 60 million people in the U.S. didn't. I mean, come on. It's ludicrous.
Dave, we're in agreement. There's no sense spending time on silliness, which is what that study is, quite frankly.
Well, the study is good. You just have to do the right calculation. And I could give that to you later, John, but the problem is people to make ludicrous statements and they don't correct them. They don't even see that the statement is ludicrous because of whatever reasons. So I immediately emailed him and I said, listen, you know, at most maybe we see 1.5 million dead. If we got 20% excess mortality in 21 and 22, for example. And I don't think 21 was that high. I don't really know the numbers exactly. At 660,000 a year, that's like 1.3 million, let's say 1.5 million. That's not a bad number, okay? That's a possibility. And of course, there were fentanyl deaths, but suicides, but you know, I don't think they were that significant. But when we're presented with crazy information and we don't see it, maybe we are thinking, our thinking isn't clear, and we're too focused on one thing. But, you know, as Steve O'Neill said, all this is just minuscule compared to what could happen if a nuclear war happens. And I think we do need to consider that. We have beliefs about prophecy that, you know, yes, there may be a time that that happens. And, you know, there's not a lot we can do when they go off.
Well, hey, Dave, I have questions for you. Specifically, what are you doing in terms of your health and knowing what you know, knowing that there's possibilities of vaccinations out there that are killing people that could possibly do you? Maybe you're avoiding it. Maybe you got it and you changed your mind. Maybe you're like, you know what, everybody needs to get boosted and that's my opinion. I mean, whatever it is, what are you doing to know that you're doing the best that you can to make sure that your heart stays healthy, your vascular system stays healthy, your mind stays sharp? Are you implementing proper protocols for nutrition that help the blood not be sticky? that increases detoxification? Are you doing healing techniques on your body to make sure that your organs, your glands, and your bones, your ligaments, and your tendons are at the most optimal health? That's where I think most people should be really focusing instead of being like, okay, let's argue about statistics and let's see what is it that people can do about this. Most people are like for example, the chemtrails. Oh my God, there's chemtrails every day. I'm getting so pissed off at blah, 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 blah. But then again, okay, what can you do? Now you know that you're getting sprayed upon. What can you do about that in your own personal life? Bring it back to yourself. So I could ask the question, Dave, what are you doing for yourself?
Yes, well, the first thing is I'm finding out where people are saying crazy things and wondering why those crazy things are said. But at the same time, I listened to other things they said. The same guy said, he said natokinase and other things. He gave solutions. And I take NAC. I take various things to, combat the spike. I have a book a friend gave me on nutrition. I don't have the title right here. I put it on the shelf. I'm going to read it. But guess what? I had it for 2 months. I didn't read it. So that's what I'm doing, doctor, and I appreciate your work. And I also think that we should look at our blood. If there's spike protein around there, if we've got problems with our blood, we should look at it. And people suggest to look at it under a dark field microscope. How do you recommend that we should take a look at our blood situation under a microscope?
So we got into this type of arguments when I was in college, in grad school, and when it comes to doing research and finding out cause, effect, and things like that, the finances to do particular studies on large groups of people where you have a control group, where you have and all the different groups of people to focalize the problem to see, okay, what was statistically shown, what happened. The money's just not there for that type of stuff. So you kind of then have to take a step back from that type of thinking. And it's like, okay, obviously we're not going to have the time to do any type of proper research that is vetted properly by the proper physicians, the doctors, the institutes, and the hospitals. There's just no time to do that type of vetting. So you kind of have to step away from that and look at it from another perspective. And okay, if it's not that, what type of perspective can you look at? And it goes back to saying, okay, well, if there was going to be issues with fertility, if there are going to be issues with cardiovascular inflammation, blood clotting issues with sticky blood and other issues, what can I do in my life that is going to combat that, expand my life, my life expectancy? So let's just say I did everything that I did, and now my life expectancy is at this age. Well, if I start doing these things, you know what? I could push that out a little longer. I will suffer less. I will have more autonomy and more control over what I'm capable of doing to my life versus what a corporate institution, a government has forced upon me or scared me to death and made me second guess myself. So I then participated.
Doctor, I got a question. I got a question for you, doctor. You use a term I've not heard before: sticky blood. Tell us about what sticky blood is.
Sticky, the red blood cells. A lot of the just before COVID. Let's just talk about before COVID. The product that I love is Intramax. Intramax from Drunker Labs, phenomenal product. One of the properties that it shows is after certain inflammatory foods that we eat, different type of medications that we're on, the red blood cells actually stick together. And so then in terms of...
Is that a Rouleau effect?
What's that?
Is that the Rouleau effect, the stacking, or just minor sticking, a few sticking together?
Yes, a combination of all those different types of things. So the blood sticks together and it doesn't separate. So you have... increases for clotting. Well, you put Intramax into a person's body, look at the blood on a microscope pre and post, and the blood unsticks. and it's more flowing. It's not stuck together like a traffic jam in the body. But now you've got two injections.
So doctor, is the sticky blood a precursor to having blood clots? Is that accurate or not?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The increase in blood clots, it be especially in the veins nowadays.
So you're referring to an aggregation of the red blood cells. Red blood cells are aggregating together. That's
big words. We got layman on the show, so we got to use.
I'm sorry,
words.
But
but it's okay. Trust me, I get it all the time, man. Use simple words, Phil. Use simple words. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to use simple words on everybody. But yeah, so they stick together. What happens there? You don't get as much hemoglobin, much oxygen. Hemoglobin is the binder for oxygen. When blood is stuck together, you don't have as much oxygen coming through, so your oxygen saturation levels are way down. The blood plasma, white blood cells for immunity, are lowered. So what can you do to unstick the blood? I love Intramax. I love hot, cold showers. Different breathing techniques to bring more oxygen, bring the alkalinity of the blood down. All of
Can
those
I ask
things.
You about Cardovite? These Cardovite or Extendovite?
I've only heard of it through the commercials. I've actually never used it and or even know it's in the ingredients.
A mixture of seven herbs and spices, you know, including cayenne pepper and garlic and things like that.
Yeah, so all of those, like garlic and some of the higher spicy foods, they do help increase blood flow, and that blood flow can increase oxygenation and functionality of the blood, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the immunity effects, all of that. So, yeah, any of those spicy foods, turmeric, pepper, ginger, all the, like, the Indian spices. Heck yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. It's a deep subject. I was just wondering, so we can use like a dark field microscope to observe the cells, or you don't need to use a dark field microscope?
If you got
in the blood cells.
Yeah, if you can do this in your own private laboratory and figure these things out and then post it live so people can see the disclosure happening, because the disclosure is not going to happen technically from the big institutions. They're only trickling this down through mainstream media to associate an agenda, whether it's a white hat or a black hat. So you kind of have to take the matters into your own hands. And if you have the ability and the knowledge to do something, to change your own personal life, the people around you, go for it, man.
Hey, I'm a chemist. I might as well get out of the microscope and start playing.
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly. Okay. Love to know the results.
Okay, Dave, we'll look forward to your report. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. Chance had to leave. He had to take care of business because of the power outage. Our next caller is Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat.
John, you haven't mentioned the troponin test lately, or maybe I'm just thinking that.
I don't think so.
Troponin test. But to show you if there's inflammation around the heart.
Right.
Okay.
I haven't talked about it for a while, right?
Yeah, I just wondered if you forgot about it. I think the more we would order those, the cheaper they'd be or more available, you know, like everything, I guess. But mainly, and I was wondering on the pilots, you know, why wouldn't they have to have kind of like a seat belt, shoulder belt thing on them so they wouldn't fall forward on the controls?
Well, they do have a shoulder harness, but it has a, just like an automobile, if you move slowly as opposed to having an accident, mm-hmm. it will allow you to move forward. And they have to be able to move forward to reach all the controls. If you move really fast, as you would in an accident, it locks up, just like an automobile seat belt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I appreciate it. I think they have a third pilot back there sleeping nowadays, don't they?
That's on international flights only. Not on domestic flights.
Put a Christian on there. They'll pray. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Doctor, this one's for you. when you're talking about blood stickiness, I read a book on Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and they said that the problems were like lectins and agglutination. Is the agglutination, he said it's stickiness. Is that about the blood, or is that about something else?
So you're dead on accurate. So again, you're looking at the context, not talking about the COVID-19 clot shot. Okay, we're talking about what naturally happens in a human body with either a blood of the different types.
Hold on, doctor. We'll finish your comments after the break. Hold on, we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Let's continue, Sherry and Doctor.
So, again, to answer Sherry's question, so I've been doing the Eat Right for Your Blood type since 2004, so a very long time. And one of the things is about 80% accurate, but the basic premise of the whole thing is to get rid of the inflammatory systems, the inflammatory foods that affect your systems in the body. And so overall, from all the blood types, whether it be O, A, AB, or B, whatever blood type it is, the overall theme, the big umbrella before you start nitpicking, like, okay, I don't even know my blood type. I don't even know what to eat now. Oh, my God, this chart is so limiting. Get rid of that part and go big umbrella. Start getting rid of just natural inflammatory food, natural inflammatory things that affect the inflammation in your body. So that's going to be all your fried food, high vegetable oil foods, high wheat grain, glutinous foods. All of those are going to be cause more inflammation in an already weakened system. So depending on now in this scenario with the vaccinations and other pollutants in the air and the water and the soil, now you really want to focus on, okay, getting rid of those inflammatory markers. So make it simple in your life and just, okay, what can I do to get rid of the simple inflammatory markers? And then once you get that really good in your life, it's simple, it's easy, it's a lifestyle, then fine tune. Most people go into these things with the Eat Right for Your Blood type, the metabolic type, or any type of these diets, philosophies and theories, is they go all in, and then they get overwhelmed, they quit within a week or a month, and they're like, I can't do this, it's too damn difficult. But if they just stepped back for a second and did the big umbrella and just got rid of the main inflammatory things that are in almost all categories, then you have way better success, and it's a lot easier in your lifestyle.
Yeah, it might be something to consider, though, if someone's doing a study on blood like that and how much they limit a diet, you know, according to, like,
most of that research is really kind of already out there. You kind of just have to look at it. I can't remember some of the doctor's names. He's really popular in some of the commercials on Instagram and YouTube, but I can't remember his name. But a lot of the research is kind of already there, and it's kind of been done. They're just not going to do research like you think you'd want it to be done. And again, we're looking at timelines, and the money and the people aren't there.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Doctor, thank you. It was a quick hour. Appreciate it. Have you back next Wednesday.
All right, Johnny. Have a good night.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Professor McCann. Stay tuned.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.